Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the podcast number 201, Four New Reasons Why You Need More Magnesium Foods. This is the Longevity Plan podcast. So let me share with you four new reasons why you need more magnesium foods. Up to 70%, yes, 70% of all Americans are magnesium deficient. A lack of magnesium may be the cause of your fatigue. It may be causing insomnia, anxiety, heart problems, and it could even potentially lead to an early death. In this podcast, I'm going to share with you four new reasons why you need more magnesium foods. Low magnesium and heart problems, Katie's experience. Katie was a hard-charging supermom. By day, she worked as an accountant, and when she wasn't at the accounting firm, she was home caring for her teenagers and aging parents. That is, until she developed heart problems. At first, it was just fatigue and some palpitations. If she rested for a minute, the palpitations quickly went away. Over time, the palpitations stopped going away. Soon, she was in to see me for a serious heart condition known as atrial fibrillation. As part of her routine blood work, I noticed that her serum magnesium was 1.8 milligrams per deciliter. While not officially low, her magnesium level was certainly at the lower end of normal, or what we would typically see. Knowing that a low serum magnesium is just the tip of the iceberg, as most magnesium is not in the blood, but really it's concentrated inside the bones and cells, I advised her to eat more magnesium foods, like greens, beans, nuts, and seeds. Upon hearing this, she said, "I don't have time to eat healthy. I just grab a protein bar or a sandwich and eat it on the run." "Based on your lab tests," I said, "your heart problems may be related to your diet. You need more magnesium foods if you want to treat your arrhythmia." Reluctantly, she agreed. At her next visit, her arrhythmia had improved without even trying. She also lost 10 pounds. How? Well, simply by replacing her bars and sandwiches with magnesium foods. Four new reasons why you need more magnesium foods. Based on a new study involving more than 1 million people, let me share four new reasons why you need more magnesium foods. As this study pulled together the results of 40 previously published studies, like I said, over 1 million people on magnesium and health, you can feel pretty confident about the results of the study. So the four main findings of the study are that people who eat a lot of magnesium foods, and just to remind you, magnesium foods, we're talking about greens, we're talking about beans, we're talking about nuts, we're talking about seeds. This is how you're going to get more magnesium. So the four main findings. Number one, you can live 10% longer for every 100 milligrams of magnesium you eat each day as part of your diet. Number two, you can drop your heart disease risk by 22%. Your stroke risk goes down by 7%, and your diabetes risk is lowered by 19%. Now, I need to emphasize that this study only looked at dietary magnesium. So there are no shortcuts here. In other words, you can't expect these same results by simply popping a pill and eating what you want to eat. If you want all the benefits of the study, you must eat more magnesium foods. It's not in a pill. What are magnesium foods? While it's hard to remember which specific foods are high in magnesium when you're at the grocery store, if you focus on greens, beans, nuts, and seeds, you should be fine. While green vegetables are high in magnesium, spinach is literally off the charts. This is why I always, always eat a huge salad every day, which includes spinach. Beans, especially edamame beans and black beans, are also great magnesium foods. For seeds, pumpkin, sesame, and sunflower seeds are the best for magnesium. When it comes to nuts, almonds, peanuts, and cashews are all great choices to boost your magnesium level. What is the minimum amount of magnesium you need? The recommended dietary allowance, or the bare minimum of amount of magnesium you need to eat each day, is 300 milligrams for women and 350 milligrams for men. For women that are pregnant or lactating, they need 450 milligrams daily. So how do you get an extra 100 milligrams of magnesium in your diet each day so that you can live 10% longer? A key finding of this study was that for every 100 milligrams of magnesium you eat, you can live 10% longer. So how do you get an extra 100 milligrams of magnesium in your diet? Well, let me give you 10 ways to get an extra 100 milligrams of magnesium. And believe me, it's not hard. You can do this. Number one, you can get an extra 100 milligrams by simply eating 2/3 of a cup of raw spinach. It doesn't take much spinach, just 2/3 of a cup. If you have a few cups of spinach, you can crush it on magnesium. Number two, eat 2/3 of a cup of Swiss chard. Number three, eat 1/4 of a cup of pumpkin seeds. Number four, eat 2/3 of a cup of edamame beans. Number five, eat 1/5 of a cup of sesame seeds. Number six, eat 3/4 of a cup of black beans. Number seven, eat 1/4 of a cup of cashews. Number eight, eat 1/4 of a cup of sesame seeds. Number nine, eat 1/2 cup of almonds. Number 10, eat 4 tablespoons of peanut butter, or basically 1/2 cup of peanuts. An often overlooked source of magnesium comes from drinking water. Indeed, up to 10% of your magnesium may come from water. When it comes to water, the harder the water, the better. Hard water is mineral rich with lots of magnesium and lots of calcium. And while this hard water is hard, sorry about the pun, on your home's appliances and plumbing, it's great for your heart and cardiovascular system. Perhaps this explains why studies show that people who drink hard water are much less likely to develop cardiovascular disease. While these are great ways to get an extra 100 milligrams of magnesium each day, my personal favorite is dark chocolate. Indeed, just 2.5 ounces of dark chocolate also packs 100 milligrams of magnesium. And so, you know, I often think, could a magnesium deficiency be one reason why so many people crave dark chocolate? Why is magnesium so important? Magnesium plays a key role in more than 300 chemical reactions in your body. If you're low on magnesium, then many of these reactions could go wrong. Magnesium is also required for DNA and protein repair. Once again, if you are low, the DNA repair process could go awry and lead to future cancers as well as cardiovascular disease. In addition to keeping your cells working properly, magnesium also plays an essential role in keeping up your energy levels, preventing anxiety, optimizing muscle function, blood pressure regulation, diabetes prevention, arrhythmia prevention, etc. What causes magnesium deficiency? Why are 70% of Americans magnesium deficient? Besides not eating enough magnesium foods, there could be other things going on as well. For example, people may not be absorbing magnesium. This is common for people taking acid-reducing medications like omeprazole, also called Prilosec, lansoprazole, also called Prevacid, Nexium, or any of these so-called proton pump inhibitors. Also, people with gastrointestinal conditions, people who are drinking a lot of alcohol, people with diabetes, people who are getting up there in their age may also have difficulties absorbing magnesium. Other benefits of magnesium. While the study clearly linked magnesium foods to a longer life, less heart disease, less strokes, less diabetes, other studies associate magnesium foods to many other health benefits. Here is just a short list of all the things that may get better by eating more magnesium foods. Number one, anxiety may get better. Number two, your insomnia may go away. Number three, your blood pressure may go back into the normal range. Number four, your arrhythmias may go away. Number five, your headaches may go away. Number six, if you suffer from ADHD, you may be able to concentrate much better. Number seven, and more magnesium may prevent dementia. Number eight, your asthma is less bothersome. Number nine, your bones are stronger. Can you get too much magnesium? As long as your kidneys are functioning properly, it is incredibly difficult to overdose on magnesium from natural food sources. However, if you are supplementing with magnesium, then toxicity is always a risk. In my 22-year career as a physician, I've not seen it yet, a case of magnesium toxicity in someone with normally functioning kidneys who ate too many magnesium foods. In general, the person who gets in trouble with magnesium is either in kidney failure or they're taking a lot of vitamins, laxatives, or supplements. Take-home message. The takeaway message of this article is that if you are, basically you're probably magnesium deficient, and eating more magnesium foods may help to resolve many of the health challenges you may be currently facing. So my question to you is, how do you get enough magnesium in your diet? Do you drink hard water? I'd love to hear from you. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com, find blog number 201, then scroll all the way down to the bottom, and there you can leave your thoughts, questions, suggestions, etc. And I'll do my best to answer every question. I'm going to try to do it within 24 hours. Most days I can get on. Some days I can't when I'm traveling. If you've not yet subscribed to my free weekly newsletter, hey, now's the time. Share it with a friend. Share it with whoever. And wherever you listen to fine podcasts, be sure to leave me a review. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until next week, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.